Good evening, everybody. We're going to start. It's already 22. We're going to study from the Yisrat Emes on Parshas Vayera, Shnas Tov Reish Lamed He. Second of his pieces on Vayera, Shnas Tov Reish Lamed He. In these editions of the Yisrat Emes, page 123, left hand side, column B. Malach Hashem stops Avram Avinu in his tracks. He's about to bring Yitzchak on the Akedah to the ultimate sacrifice. He stretches forth his hand. He takes the Ma'achelet. Shchot es b'no. But suddenly, Vayikra Elov Malach Hashem in Hashemayim, the Malach Hashem calls out to Avraham, 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 Yemer, in Amis. Vayemer, the Malach says, Al tishvach yotke elanar v'al ta'as le'mu'uma, do nothing to this young lad. Ki ato yodati, for now I know, ki yirei elikim ato. Now I know you are a yirei elikim. You have awe and fear of the Almighty. V'loi chasachta, es bincha es yechidcha. You did not hold back your one and only son, mimeni, from me. You were ready to sacrifice your one and only Yitzchak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ato yodati means, now I know, as if chalila, you could say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to find out. It had to be proven, because if it wouldn't be proven, then how could Hashem say, I know, Chalila, to say such a thing. So the Sfasemer says, Ein muvan hafashut. The simple idea of, now I know, says Hashem, can't be. So then what is this, Atel Yodati ki yirei elikim ato, what does it really mean? V'nira be'ezus Hashem yisbar. V'chziz says, Tilim nifla yisecha, machshav yisecha eleinu. Meaning? All of that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and all of the niflois, and all of the surprises that niflois do, something that's wondrous. And machshavei secha, meaning the thought behind it, it's all eleinu. It's all about us. It's all about Klal Yisrael. And everything done in the case of Avraham Avinu, the nistayon of Avraham Avinu, is not just a nistayon of Avraham Avinu, it's a nistayon of Avraham Avinu, it's a nistayon of us all, and it's meant for us, and it's meant to shape us. Ki kol hamaisim v'hasibos, what happens in the circumstances, hakol oisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'avur bnei Yisro. It's all because of us. So therefore, what we're going to see is that Ati Yodati is not about Avraham Avinu alone. Ati Yodati means something about all of Am Yisrael, from Avraham Avinu until our time and beyond. Because what's going on then with Avraham Avinu is all about us. The Medrash and the Pasuk in Tehillim, Nasata li'reyecha neis lehis neises. So neis lehis neises there means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've given li'reyecha, which is Avraham Avinu, Ati Adati ki yirei elokim. You gave nisyanos. You gave him opportunities to pass tests, lehis neises, so that he would succeed in those nisyanos. And this nosef also means so that you would be raised up and the banner of Mysterious Nefesh would be waved and would be regaled by all of us forever. We look to Avraham Avinu's Akeda as the ultimate in Mysterious Nefesh. And that is also put out before all of the world. Because the Medrash says, if all of the world asks, well, why are these Jews so special? Why does God love this? He just decided to love Avraham Avinu. He gives Avraham Avinu something that maybe Avraham Avinu didn't deserve, to be the blessed father of all the nations. The answer is no, his nice eggs. You test him to prove so that the answer can, will be, he proved himself to be deserving of everything I give him, all the blessings I give him, he deserves. He proved it. Now, what the Sfasemis is going to say is very basic to Lashon HaKodesh. Neis means as in Neis Harim, something very high up for everybody to see. Succeeding at a Nisayon is a nice, like a nice harim. The challenge put before Avraham Avinu raised the banner of Avraham Avinu for all time, and the banner of Am Yisrael. And the same two letters, Neis, means a miracle, because a miracle is, after all, something very bold, and something that clearly exists for the sake of, and happens for the sake of, someone very great. So, Nisayon, and the Neis Harin, something lifted up high, a banner, and the Neis, a miracle, are all tied together. Watch how this Sassanus draws it all together. V'amis. Ki ha-nisim shenasu l'vnei Yisrael, miracles continually done for Bnei Yisrael's sake, hu al yedei ha-nisyonos shel ha'ot. Nisim happen because of nisyonos. Nisyonos bring out the fact that nisim are deserved. Nisyonos, path, challenges to which we rise up, prove nisim are becoming for Klal Yisrael. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu oiseh hakol b'midah. Everything is done b'midah. Everything is done with the correct measure. If it's deserved, it happens. If we make our effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. Dalidei shenimtza b'vnei Yisrael misiris nefesh l'seif min hateva l'kayim mitzvayisa, because we have an unnatural desire and willingness to sacrifice and do whatever Hashem asks of us to do His will. That's not normal. To put your life on the line for something that's seemingly not of this world, some mitzvah of some great spiritual master, that's not teva. Naturally, we want to stay alive. We want to preserve our lives, save ourselves. We want to save our own neck. People to come back where they don't have to and say, I'm going to defend Am Yisrael. They rush to the airport and to come serve when they would have easily not been called up or have ptur. So we're seeing people saying, teva might be self-preservation, but we're not here about teva. Am Yisrael is not here about my self-preservation. There's something bigger. That sacrifice is something that's above human nature, greater than teva. Ki kol nisoyon hu lemala mehateva. That's what it is. That's why it's called a nisoyon. If it's not something that would require you to do something so special, it wouldn't be a nisoyon. The fact that it's a nisoyon is based on the fact that naturally a person would decline the opportunity to excel. I'll just, you know, keep my son alive and well for as long as I can, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will understand, look, he promised me Yitzchak, and here he is, and you don't really mean it, which is true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really did not intend for Yitzchak to lose his life. So Avraham Avinu could have figured all that out and said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, Avraham Avinu doesn't do what a naturally inclined father in his love for his child will do. But that's the case for all nisyonos. And he's saying, HaMishpat, it's just simply tit for tat. It's mishpat. It's just only justice. La'aseh lahem nisim. If Am Yisrael, if we Jews are prepared to do what's so unnatural and go that, not just the extra mile, as we would say, but to literally do things that are simply because Hashem asks it of us, whereas otherwise a human being would say, I have no personal interest or material gain. But no, that's not what we're here for. And that comes to us almost naturally at this point, meaning we are supernatural, natural. Am Yisrael is a supernatural people. We act and behave in supernatural ways with such devotion, and we do so naturally. So therefore, it's mishpat lasis lahem nisim u'lisnahi gimayim shaleh b'derech hateva. And that's why it's only just and correct that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us and provides for us when we have to have it, miraculously if needed. Bnei Yisrael ain yichodim lehiskayim b'linisim. Fact, Bnei Yisrael will not, never could survive without nisim. And that's what Avraham Avinu was told when he said, you know, anochi hal b'chariri, I have no children, and I'm not going to have children. Look at the constellation of the stars, so preordained. And because Baruch Hu says to him, you're right, naturally you would not have children. Meaning, naturally, you'll not have children, you'll not have a nation, there'll be no Am Yisrael. The very birth of Yitzchak was a miracle. Why? Because the whole existence of Am Yisrael is made out of L'Teva. And then he says the fascinating thing, really logically makes a lot of sense. Uriah was there, the proof that we are really completely not normal, that we really shouldn't exist, but it's only Hashem's miracles that gives us a kiyum. The Raya is here, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do miracles when they're not needed. It's clear that we wouldn't exist. So we have to have miracles of Hashem to keep us so that we should exist. Whether they are beginning with Yetzias Mitzrayim, continuing with Kriyas Yamsuf, continuing with coming into Eretz Yisrael across the Yarden, to our own time, where it's the marvel of history that Am Yisrael still exists. Completeness. Kikol HaTeva, because all of nature, the Hasarim, and the great powers of all of the nations, Misnagdim Lonu, they all stand against and opposed to us. Pardon?
That's it.
That's it. Naturally, there would be no Am Yisrael. We wouldn't exist. B'lachem Hikdim Hashem Yisbarach L'Nasle Yisav HaSeinu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins the story of our people by testing the others. Are you ready and capable for my sake of being above and beyond nature? Because if you are, then there's a place for you in this world. And that place will be protected, even though, naturally, you would have no place. V'lachem Hikdim Hashem Yisbarach L'Nasle Yisav HaSeinu. V'gam B'mishnah, the Mishnah in Avos. Somehu, Asara Nisyanais, the 10 Nisyanis of Avraham Avinu, and then Asara Nisan Nasu Lavisaino in Mitzrayim. What's the point? Because the Nisan done Lavisaino in Mitzrayim were done because since Avraham Avinu showed, well, we're not going to be restricted by Teva and how we behave for your sake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, in that case, I won't restrict your existence to whether or not Teva will accommodate your existence. And it won't. Okay. Now, based on this, the idea that a date, a miracle, is there to create this understanding, the date is there to have us understand that we otherwise wouldn't exist. And it comes to us because the unnatural miracle reflects on the unnatural devotion, going and rising up way beyond Teva, in the Nisyonos. Nisyonos, past Nisyonos, to which we rise, give rise to next, to the miracles which we need in order to exist. All of this starts with Avraham Avinu and continues with us. And that was the important line at the very top of the page where he says that Alidei Shenimtza Bivnei Yisrael Mesirois Nefesh Latzeis Min HaTeva. Very top of the page we're on, page 120. So it began with Avraham Avinu and continues. And continues with us because with what Avram did, and elsewhere, he says a fascinating thing. He says, you know, Avram did it. Avram was all the neshamos of Klal Yisrael. In other words, we were a part of him when he did rise above Teva and was ready to do what Hashem wished of him, seemingly, in the case of Al-Qaeda. We were Avram, and we still are. And that's the point of this idea of Ata Yodati Yireli Kimato. As he's now going to explain. So we're about 12 lines down on the right side of 124. Hare, shal yidei, v'hikzat, excuse me, v'hinei, yidiyat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu meireshis hadover ad tachlisoi. What does yidiyah mean? Yidiyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu means something completely attached to and something completely associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something permanent.
Yidiyah is the intimate relationship.
Like an intimate, like intimacy. Right. It means an attachment. That's the full attachment to the idea of Avram from beginning to end. To this is also in this week's parasha. Ki yedativ l'manasha yitzav esbonov esbeisle afra v'shamru derech Hashem. Yedativ doesn't mean I know about Avram that he's going to teach the right ways to his sons. It's much more than that. It means I'm attached to him because he and his sons and his children's children are of that nature. He's going to make sure, and they will continue to be attached. So it's yedativ. It's permanent. In other words, this idea of Ata Yadati Tirei Elokim doesn't mean so much knowledge as it means it's permanent. And it's made permanent by what you just did. Because what you just did, Avraham Avinu, and what Am Yisrael will always do, that readiness to go way beyond nature and do what's unnatural to a human being, to fulfill the will of Hashem, that is causing me to now bond with you forever. Permanently. Yada'ati. Now. Yada'ati. Now it's permanent. As he explains. Haresha Adideshe Yishar Sitkas Avraham Avinu Olav Hashalom L'dayra Yisav. Those are the most important words here. Al Yidei She Yishar Sitkas Avraham Avinu Olav Hashalom L'dayra Yisav. By virtue of that fact, that the righteousness of Avraham is not just him that one time, but it's going to be ours, our children's, our children's children, for all time, just like it was Avraham Avinu ready, with ready sacrifice to do what's unnatural. And it will remain that way, if it's not permanent, you can't say it's Yediyah Samachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected to it. If it's not permanent, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not connected to it. It's not part of that emes. And it will eventually disappear. Kedichtiv, Yodea Hashem, Derech Tzadikim. Because the Derech of Tzadikim, who are attached to Hashem, Yodea Hashem, Derech Tzadikim. Hashem is attached to them. The Derech Rishayim, Torah. Whereas the Rishayim and their behavior, that's not permanent. That's gone. There is no Yediyah. She'ein lo davar hamiskayim. V'zehu shekostev ati yadati ki yirei l'kimato. That's the meaning of ati yadati. Perish k'nisku el. Al yedei ha'nisyonos. Because of the nisyonos. She'amad b'kulam. And you stood up and you were successful in all of them. V'na'ase hachano. And by doing that, you laid the way for the dessert of nisim v'niflos. K'mo she'amru rizal. Ma'acheles. It's called the Ma'acheles Bnei Yisrael Oichlin Matan Tzchar. That's why Lachen Shayach Haloshin Yediyah Ata. Now we can call it Yediyah because you have done something which will forever make my relationship with you and yours permanent. What have you done? Devotion that's unnatural. Devotion that's unnatural that has been now, so to speak, embedded in you and in your neshamos, all your children and children's children. So that I will forever be with you and make sure that you will be forever. Because now you deserve Nisan. You'll need Nisan because naturally you, Am Yisrael, would not exist. But you're going to have Nisan because since you rise up and go beyond Teva for me, and when I ask you to, or expect you to, or hope you to, so then naturally, Mita Keneged Mita, I will do the Nisan that will be needed. For you to continue to exist. And so, here we are, in Tav Shin Pei Dalet, and it's an absolute night, to the chagrin of so many people. We're watching a world that just can't take it. They just can't take it. And they don't forgive that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to continue to make the miracles happen. And more of such nisim are happening. Now, going back to Tav Reish Lamed Dalet, if we could go back to the previous page, we'll see how he, in this vein, tells us about this ma'achel. Now remember, the shechita knife, the chalav, that Avraham Avinu was going to use is called a ma'acheles. Vayishlach Avraham es yodeh vayikach es ha-ma'acheles l'shechit es binah. He takes this ma'acheles in order to now perform the slaughter. Says the Yitzvah. Chazal teaches us it's called ma'acheles because it's ma'achil, it gives to eat. So literally, it means it gives to eat because without shechita you can't eat. But it's called ma'acheles because we are given to this day scha for what Avraham Avinu was about to do. We feed on that. We are rewarded still to this day. So it's called ma'acheles. Says the Tosafot is because of vayika, meaning that's what he took. He took it knowing that it's going to be a ma'acheles. He took it because he knew what I do now, all my children have to be ready to. And whatever happens is right and good. And my children will learn from this. And it will be right and good for them as it is for me. Everything he's doing is for Klal Yisrael's sake, which is how he began our piece also, right? The Pasuk, Nifleisecha, Mashar V'secha. Elenu. Shehu av lekulam. V'chein tzorach kol odom lizvoinim. And now he says, you know, that's really something all of us need to do. We have children and children's children. We should all be mizvoinim. We should all think that way. Ki ma'isav nogin l'dere deres. What we do has great consequence. What we do has great, great effect. And when our children and children's children have a zeda and a baba, who are great people who do mitzvahs and nice and toivim, not only does it set an example, but it injects a certain energy into the ilamas. It causes things that will have ramifications we can't even know when or how, but powerfully so. And they are nogea, they are nogea l'dere deres. In the case here of Avraham Avinu, it means that because Avraham Avinu had that readiness, we have that readiness. But now he's going to say a fascinating thing. Listen to this twist. He says, we helped the others. We helped Avraham Avinu. What does that mean? In the world of neshamas, the neshamas of Klal Yisrael and the neshamas of Yidden, who have proven this too many times, that they will go al Kiddush Hashem and be Maisa Nefesh, that means, what are they showing? They're showing that, that's where Avram got it from. They're showing the stuff of which Avram Avinu was made. And since Baal Kodesh Baruch Hu, we just said, Laman Ki Yadak, Laman HaShavit, Ki Yitzav, is one of the base of Avram. Baal Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's either reality and it exists, and it's permanent, forever, or it's ephemeral, it's going to pass, it's gone. Now, what exists and is real, there's no past or present or future by Baruch Hu. And therefore, the neshama of a yid, that's Moshe Nefesh, is at that moment the same as, and is living the same moment, as the neshama of Avraham Avinu at the Akedah. It's not just symbolically like the Akedah. No! That is what the Akedah was. It was the moment that a yid, I just read about a yid, it's a famous story, about a yid who was he survived mamish to the last few days in Nazi-occupied Europe, and an SS guard knew the Russians, that you could hear the artillery of the Russians coming, and an SS guard said to this pious Jew, knowing that the SS were going to be wiped out, he said, pulled out a gun and said, I want you to eat from my ham sandwich, Jew. I want you to eat. You think you're coming free soon. You hear the liberators are coming. Okay, but first I want to enjoy watching you this non-kosher sandwich. So take a bite, or else I'll blow your head off. And this holy yid, he said, no, I'm not going to give you that pleasure. You can do with me what you want. Those who survived, because it was the end of the war. People told this well-known story over. The person who went, Al-Kibish Yishan, had a daughter or a son who survived, who had a child, moved here to Eretz Yisrael, and this grandson, was not observant, and lived here in Eretz Yisrael, and knew of this story. One nice day, he comes home. There's a guest, unprepared. They were not prepared for guests, and they wanted to give dinner or serve dinner. And they went down to a store nearby, a restaurant, non-kosher restaurant. And he's waiting online, and he looks at the menu and he sees, you know, and he's going to order food that isn't kosher. And then he remembers the story of his grandfather, and he let out a holler. He said, "What? Well, how? That is a hallelujah! This will not be." I'm going to buy Masar Lavan when I know I'm the grandson of that man who, and it shook him up so that he had an awakening and became not only himself Chayza B'Tshuva, but became a huge force for Tshuva. Because that's what the Zayda did. Because the Zayda was Avraham Avinu. And so he understood, I'm also Avraham Avinu. But the way Chassana says it, it's fascinating. He says, B'nei Yisrael, Matan Tzchara, comes to us not just because, well, Avram did it, so we get rewarded. We helped Avram Avinu accomplish his good deeds. The koyach of Avram Avinu was that he was that shayrish, the beginnings of, and he had the substance of all of us in him. Because we will be Mefsi Nefesh, and we were part of that substance in him. He was ready to be Maisa Nefesh. We're one. He and us are one. And the key of the fact that we continue to be what he was, and he was what we are, is Atzei Yadati. Now, when something's permanent that way, I'm attached to it. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is attached to us. And that's what people, even now in this difficult, difficult time, are celebrating. We know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is attached to us. And the sacrifices we are making, not just that we know they're not for naught, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is attached to us because of them. As he was attached to Avram because of them, he's attached to us because of them. As he is attached to us because of them, he was attached to Avram. Because Yadati means now there's something permanent. You, your children, your children's children, I'm attached to you forever.